Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's only us.
Hiya!
It's Clinton Baptista and his wonderful assistant, Linda Pollock. She's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Two kind.
Oh, Linda. Hello, my love. Hello. How are you? Little kiss?
No.
No? Okay.
Not that kind.
Doesn't matter. None taken. Linda, what have you been doing, my love?
I have been to see Taylor Swift, but no, I did not spend £600 per ticket. No, I didn't. I spent quite a lot of money still, though. IMAX took the nieces.
Oh, lovely. What did they make of it?
Oh, one of them was dressed up like Taylor Swift and she sang along like she was at a concert. It was great and it was dead loud, so no one was disturbed by it.
I would like to go and see a really good pop concert
like that.
Did she? Because I saw something on, what was it, TikTok or something. Does she come on and she's brightly lit and she looks like a white ghost or something?
Yeah, there's one bit there where she's like that, yes.
No, so it's not
just
live.
Get quite gothic at times.
But it's IMAX and it's sort of, what is it, broadcast from elsewhere or something?
No, it's a film that they've made.
Oh, it's not live?
No.
Do you know what, kids? I cannot keep up with the modern world. It's a film about her life.
It's a concert film.
Oh, okay.
So it's like being at the concert, except not quite as expensive.
I've got it. Now,
but it was really good. The sound was incredible.
Yes, yes.
She can do a spectacle, can Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And I just think she's so likeable.
Very beautiful. Who did she go out with? A British? Didn't she go out with a British?
Joe Alwyn. And she went out with that fella that played Loki.
Right, OK. I always feel a little bit...
She's got a thing about English accents, apparently.
Has she? Mm. What, mine?
Any. I don't think she's tried Bolton.
You know,
she does have a London boy, famously. There's a song.
I could have sworn I saw up at Bolton that the Greg's there.
I would love to see that.
You know, I always feel a bit responsible for English people when they go out with Americans like that, you know, and didn't... Well, there was, of course, the one who went out with Russell Brand. What's her name?
Katy Perry.
And then she went out with the wooden plank, Orlando Bloom,
yeah,
didn't
she's
she?
Kind of still with him, isn't she? They got a baby.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, is she? Mm. I always feel responsible. I don't want our lads to kind of...
Don't let the side down, guys.
Don't let the side down. Because Taylor Swift is now going out with someone who's like an all beefy American footballer.
But actually, and at first I thought, oh, God, he's a bit scary. Because she normally goes out with kind of pretty,
yeah,
delicate sort of boys, doesn't
well, that
she?
That sounds a little bit like me, doesn't it? So, tell me, would you ever go out with a jock... Or do you prefer...
I've got nothing in common with the sportsman, really.
You're not really interested in that sufficiently?
Not really, no. I don't like it. I just think if you go out with a sportsman, you go out with all his team as well and it cannot be arsed.
No. Tell me this. Since we're on the subject, what sort of man is your ideal man? Now, I know Eduardo is listening.
Eduardo?
What's his name?
Emilio.
Don't
tell Emilio about Eduardo.
Sorry, Eduardo.
Keep them separate.
Didn't Eduardo go out with the lady?
That pirate ghost.
The pirate guy. Go on, tell me. What kind do you like?
I
you
like,
fellas at home listening to
I
this.
I like funny.
Yeah, sounds like me.
Fun.
Less so.
I like slightly unpredictable.
Yes.
I like boys that like taking me out to films, men who like taking me out to films.
Yes.
I like them to find me devastatingly attractive and hilarious.
When you say you like a surprise, what, like somebody's not going to just go...
Unpredictable. I don't want to go, oh, it's Thursday, it must be, pizza night. I don't want to do that.
No.
I want them to say, Linda, get your glad rags on, I'm taking you out. Yes, it might end up taking you to the bingo. But yeah. Still, it was something you were not expecting when you woke up that morning.
That's what I'm doing wrong. Very open-minded, Linda, isn't she, for quite an elderly lady?
I try to keep young.
A young outlook.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we had lots of correspondence and various people letting us down again, not speaking to us.
What's going on?
I don't know.
And how did you not see it coming?
Good point. Hi, Clinton and Linda. Out of interest, I thought... This is from Jamie Evans. I thought I'd look up Sally Morgan on YouTube after hearing you impersonating her on the podcast, my darling. Sadly, since then, my YouTube feed and social media is all overwhelmed with psychic Sally. What can I do, my darling, to exercise this wench from my social account?
Oh, that's unkind.
Oh, my darling, you've got to do something, my darling, because I'm seeing a car glancing off your forehead.
His head's everywhere.
Your head's gone all over the road.
It's like a smashed pumpkin, darling.
It's like with Halloween round the corner, someone's come and smashed it all up. Is that a comfort to you, my darling? Is that... It's all bleeding, all the eyes hanging out anyway. That was just a chance to do psychic Sally Morgan, who is, of course, fabulous. Let's get to the spooky now. Bite-sized shivers.
Oh.
I think this is probably 300 quid. With, from Fate and Fortune, Nothing to Fear, Hannah Sharrett.
He'd shown up twice when I was unhappy and struggling, but who was that stranger in the top hat, says Hannah, who's 33, by the way, in case you wanted a date of birth. Yeah. Sitting in my dad's pickup truck, a wave of sadness hit. I was 12 and we were moving from the only home I remembered. Just as Dad started the engine, I noticed a man in a top hat and tails in the darkness on his side of the truck.
Sausages!
Who's that? I asked. Dad looked. Dad, there's no one there, he shrugged. But I could see the man. He was waving at me. We'd driven about 400 yards up the road when I spotted him again, this time on my side of the car, standing at the cemetery gates, beckoning me inside. Now, almost immediately, stop music for a second. Almost immediately, this just sounds like...
Pervert.
Someone just tossed this off. Oh, how can I earn 300 quid? I know.
Top
we're in the
hat.
Van, top hat,
graveyard.
Cemetery, beckoning me in. I don't...
Stat.
Who was he? How had he beaten us up the road? And why did he want me to enter the cemetery?
Oh, Mum and Dad were used to me seeing and hearing odd things. I'd heard voices for as long as I could remember. And I had lots of imaginary friends too.
So have I. Still to this day.
Maybe don't mention these voices to anyone else, Mum warned, worried people would think me batty. A few months later, Dad, a builder, invested in three former plague houses to renovate because he was a builder.
Oh, what a lot of bollocks.
They were on the edge of the cemetery where the man had waved at me. It was like he'd been showing me the future. What was he saying? Oh, this is a nice little prospect for your dad.
This is too easy. He bought plague houses. I was seeing ghosts that were beckoning me into the cemetery.
Can somebody tell this lady?
Yes, Hannah Sharrett's a load of nonsense, isn't it?
A year or so later, at a family funeral, I noticed the funeral director's outfit and realised it was like the clothes my mysterious beckoning man had worn.
When I was in my early 20s, one of my cats was poisoned and died. Not long after, another cat didn't come home. Within weeks, a third was run over. My cats
take better care of your cats.
My cats were my babies, and I was so distressed. Then one night, I dreamt that I left my body and walked downstairs. She's just thinking, nearly finished this, I'll be 300 quid better off.
What can I do now? Dead cats.
Dead cats. I find all my three cats happily eating out of their bowls. As I stroked them, I felt so grateful I'd been allowed to see them one more time. Get this, as I turned to go, I saw a familiar figure by the front door wearing a top hat.
Hiya, he said.
We meet at last.
I felt no fear, only a mix of joy, awe and connection. I could see he felt it too.
So that's really strange.
I've since done my research and I think the top-hatted man is my spirit guide. Yeah, fair enough. He physically showed himself when I was sad, leaving my first house, and again when I lost my cats. I'm now learning tarot and hope to tune in my psychic abilities with the help of my smartly dressed friend.
OK, that was shite.
I admit
half-hearted
it. Half-hearted bollocks.
That was half-hearted. This is one, bit more for you. Right, let's go for this one. This is called Struggling Soul, and it is about cats.
It was chores day. Sloshing soapy water over the bonnet, I started to scrub the car. Sexy. Meow, came a barely audible cry from my back garden. Not a euphemism.
No.
I decided to investigate.
There, in the long wet grass, sat the tiniest black and white kitten.
Poor little mite, I cooed, carefully cradling him in my hand and taking him indoors for something to eat. He appeared to be missing an eye. Oh, my darling, his eyes come out.
You've obviously been through a lot, I told my new furry friend. I'm going to call you Buster. So the next day I took him to the vet and she told me he had cat flu and a badly ulcerated eye.
Oh, you don't say.
I also think he was thrown out of a moving car.
Oh, my darling, he was thrown out of a moving car. He smacked his head on the curb. Is that a comfort to you? I felt sick to my stomach. How could someone do that? Thankfully, after the treatment from the vet and lots of TLC and huge bill, if I know vet, from me, Buster started to thrive. He was feisty too, even squaring up to my 3-year-old cat, Tiggy, much to her bemusement.
But before I could take Buster to get his jabs, he became listless. An infection, the vet explained, hospitalising him for intravenous fluids and heavy bills. Every day I would phone and ask anxiously how Buster was. Expensive, came the reply. But on the fifth day, the vet had bad news.
Very expensive. Do you know what? Hold on a sec. Just stop for a second.
It's a nice little earner for that vet.
Honestly, I do have some insurance for my doggy. Mm. You know, miracle. But in days gone past, I had a little Norfolk Terrier and we took him to the vet, right? This must be 15 years ago. And he was a purebred Norfolk Terrier, which is never good. Yeah, because they're bred, you know, brothers and sisters, and they get epilepsy and all that.
He had a lot of defects, don't they?
And he was very, very ill. He was lovely. And we took him to the bloody vet, and it was like an absolute emergency. He was on his death's door. Anyway, spent the night there. Next morning, £333, please. Just for him to stay there overnight. I don't think they did much with him.
Wow, I actually think that's quite cheap.
What are you talking about?
I took one of my cats because she speared herself on a sharp end stick.
Right.
I took her in to be cleaned up.
Yes.
She had a tetanus injection.
Yeah.
No stitches.
What, they just left it in there, the spear, did they?
No, they made sure it was clean.
Oh,
they said it's probably better if it just knits together by itself.
Right.
£150. That was without an overnight stay.
Just a minute. That sounds quite good, doesn't it? £150 to do that. I think that's quite good money.
To put a bit of TCP on it.
Well, hold on. Do you...
I give an embarrassing haircut.
Do you...
I do pay every month.
You pay insurance. And it still costs you £150?
Yes.
Well, that is a bloody rip-off. I'd get that bill and...
nearly cheat myself.
That's what would happen here. Sorry, let's get back to this story.
Anyway, where were we? This...
Sorry. Boring hearing about insurance.
Here we go. Oh, this is going to be sad now. But I think we've bored you.
We've earned it.
Every day I would phone and ask anxiously how Buster was. But on the fifth day, the vet had bad news.
The bad news is it's £333 for doing fuck all. I'm sorry, she said gently. Buster has passed away. Not sorry as we are in the vets. We're coining it in with that one. Uh-huh. We think it was a virus. Caught there, probably. I was beside myself with grief, especially as I'd read an article by a vet about the passing of animals. Needless detail. This is true. He believed when people left a pet to be euthanized, and didn't take the animal's body home straight away, its spirit would wonder why it had been abandoned.
He was fed up with tucking away your dead dogs, that's what it was.
Those bloody vets, they'll charge you for a ghost of a cat in there. Sorry to say, sir, the ghost of a cat's been here, that's another £600. Poor Buster had been away from me for 5 days. That will mount up!
It hurt me so much to think he was feeling lost and unloved. My son Edward, 26, don't care, dug Buster a little grave in the garden as we said our final goodbyes.
Oh, that's lovely.
He shoveled the earth back into place and I noticed a robin flying up and down between the trees in the garden. Do not say that the robin is the cat.
Could be.
Someone could be pulling a string somewhere.
When robins appear, loved ones are near, I smiled, recalling the sweet saying.
Hold on, I've never heard that saying in my life.
Just because it rhymes doesn't mean
when
it's true.
When robins appear, loved ones are here. And when cats appear, vets are f***ing dear. I smiled, recalling the sweet saying. Not a saying. And wondering if it could be a sign from Buster. I tried to take a picture of the little bird, but it kept fluttering around. Then looking through the photos on my phone afterwards, I gasped.
There wasn't a robin to be seen. Instead, there was the image of a big old grey ghost cat sitting in the crook of a tree.
Show Linda the picture.
It looks like a tree.
What I don't understand is she said it was a black and white cat,
and a
grey cat.
And a kitten, and this is a big old grey...
It doesn't even look like... It looks translucent. It doesn't even look like anything. She says, yeah, the photo is undeniable proof.
Well, you say that.
Not really,
I'm
is
gonna
it?
I'm going
to
deny it.
Buster had found his way home and Spirit Cat had been waiting to guide him
over the rainbow bridge
to a peaceful afterlife. It's been 3 months since we lost Buster, but I still comfort in knowing he wasn't alone when he passed over. But that is not a ghost cat. In
300 quid, though.
I'll have 300 quid for that.
That'll
towards,
cover the bill.
towards veterinary
fees. Do you
know, fees.
The message I got from that
what?
Is spay and... neuter your bloody
yes,
cats,
yes,
poor
yes.
kittens wandering this earth,
and sure.
doomed to be busters.
Well, I don't know what it is in that photo, but...
It was actually a rectangular shape.
Not the shape of a cat. Now, this is thrilling now. Do you remember, a lot of you might remember this fella, Johnny Awesome, and he was a finalist on BGT, Brit's Got Talent, in 2017. I met him at the Southport Comedy Festival, where I was headlining, sold the place out, and he was supporting me, and what a lovely fella he was. Here he is now. I'm here in Southport with Johnny Awesome. You will know him. Regulars on the comedy circuit will have seen him. And he also... What did you do on BGT, Johnny?
I got to the semi-final and was very funny.
He was very funny on BGT. How do you play those people at their own game? I mean, isn't there a chance you'd go on there and if they decide, oh, we need a fall guy, you know, they're going to make you... It was a hell of a risk, isn't it? I mean, you're a very brilliant comedian, but there is a chance if they go, oh, at a meeting, they go, oh, we do need someone to make him look a dick. It could be you.
It could be you.
That's a different show.
It was funny because before I went on, I actually... rehearsed tons and tons at home to get ready to go to audition. And what I was doing was I was setting at random on my laptop the sound of a buzzer going off.
Right.
So that when it went off, I just would keep going and I'd train myself to not be fazed by it because I was convinced that if I went and someone buzzed, I didn't want to like fall apart. I wanted to just keep doing my act. And then when I went and did it, no one buzzed. And that almost threw
you. And did you also sort of train yourself to have a rictus grin when the very brilliant Amanda Holden was talking to you and maybe stop squinting, looking at her lips? Was that another way of coping with things?
See, it's difficult for me, this, because they were really nice to me. They gave me good comments, which I use often when I'm trying to get corporate work, so I don't really want to have a go at them.
Quite understandably, Johnny does not want to slack them off. But don't worry, folks, I'll ask him in private and I'll report back to all of you when he's gone. Go on, Johnny. So tell me, you have got something quite scary to tell me, and I'm not talking...
I did have a fright.
I'm not talking now about Simon's plastic surgery. Tell us about the really scary thing.
I did have a fright one night.
One second. Linda, in the studio, put on the spooky music as Johnny regales us.
Oh, that is spooky, isn't it?
Yes.
That's really added to it.
Get on with it.
All right.
Get on with it.
So I was driving home from a show once.
Okay.
And I was listening to a different podcast that used to be on called...
Oh, Danny Robbins, was it? Danny Robbins doing his on Cammy, was it? Go on.
It was called The Parapod.
Oh, I know. Is that
with
Dodds?
Barry Dodds.
Barry Dodds, yes.
And Ian Boldsworth.
Oh,
now,
yes.
I was driving back from some show, and I remember I was going through a lot of sort of country roads and things like that.
Yeah.
It was very dark. It may be quite late, you know, 1-2 in the morning.
Yes, I know.
I was listening to The Parapod, and there was all sorts of stuff on there about ghosts and ghouls and stories and things like that, and it very much was in my mind, I think.
Yes, yes.
When I got home, I remember everyone was asleep in my house. My wife and my kids were all asleep, so I thought I need to be really quiet.
Yeah.
I left all my stuff downstairs, and I crept upstairs, and because it was late, I thought, oh, I'm just going to kip in the spare room so I don't wake my wife up.
Yes, yes.
So I went into the spare room. I didn't put the light on.
Right.
Because I was carrying a few things with me. And in front of me was like a figure.
Good God.
Like a robed figure.
Yes.
And I, how should I put this?
Yeah.
Shit myself.
Yeah, really.
And thought, it's a ghost and this house is haunted. And I turned the light on.
And what?
And my wife was drying a dressing gown which she'd hung on a hanger in the room.
And that's the end of the story.
Yes.
The really spooky thing would have been if you'd gone in there and slit her throat as a result. But don't worry, we'll go with the dressing gown. You did. What did you say to her next morning, or did you scream and sort of wake her up?
No, but I was like, you know, are you fucking joking? Like, right, are you trying to kill me kind of thing? And she just hadn't given it any thought. She obviously just hung it up there. But it was the fact, I think, that I'd been listening to that other podcast and it had put it all in my head, you know.
Right. You know when you rehearse for those buzzers to go? I'm going to give you, don't worry, I'm going to give you the golden shower to go through to the final. Johnny Awesome, he is awesome. Is there anything else that's scary just to rescue?
Oh, I mean, I've got to tell us. I've got to go and open for you in a minute in Southport at the Comedy Festival.
Yes, well, Johnny's going to open for me. That's not a euphemism. That's literally what he's going to do on stage. And I will be on stage very, very shortly. I'll let you know how it goes. The fans, you'll no doubt know. All right, thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Namaste. Never again. Back now to my favourite publication, Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, a bite-sized chivalry. Haunted once a year. Turns out our spooks weren't appearing at random. They were keeping a schedule. By Kirsty Ranson, 41, if you would please listen.
I was woken by my son Apollo, perfectly normal name, then four. At some point in the night, he'd crawled into bed between me and his dad, Jamie. The boy in my room told me to get up, Apollo explained. He wanted to play. Jamie and I exchanged glances as I reached for my phone to post about the incident on Facebook.
Why do people do that? Why do that? Your son comes in.
He's a Facebook mum.
Oh, I can't bear that. I mean, you know, the poor kid. And what does she do? She goes and posts it on Facebook, the silly... It wasn't the first thing to have happened in our Victorian terrace in Pilar, Gateshead. I'd noticed weird stuff since my ex and I had moved there back in 2004.
Right. So she's in Gateshead. So that's Apollo.
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 When my eldest son Charlie, now 16...
So, eldest son is Charlie, little boy, Apollo. Charlie and Apollo.
Yeah.
I'm guessing different dads. No judgment.
Oh, yes.
No judgment, but they're not from the same factory, those names, are they?
No, that's right.
No judgment, just an
observation. No judgment, it is, isn't it? It's very odd. What did... Oh, one of my cousins has had a baby recently. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Strange name. When my eldest son, Charlie, now 16, was a baby, I got upstairs to put his blanket back over him, only to find that someone had already done it. Sounds like Michael Jackson. I'd heard footsteps a few times... that is a bit spooky. Someone had already done it. I'd heard footsteps a few times whilst alone in the house, and our pets frequently reacted to something I couldn't see.
It wasn't constant. Months would go by without incident. And when my new boyfriend Jamie moved in back in 2014, I'd been sceptical. Until one day after he'd shut the cats, Bruce and Billy, even the cats get normal names.
Yeah, that's right.
He'd shut the cats in the utility room for the night. Both cats waltzed into our bedroom. They can't have unlocked the door, Jamie frowned. One evening in January this year, our Hungarian Vizsla dog, Leo, suddenly started trembling and frantically trying to climb my legs. He looked petrified, like he was desperate to get away from something or someone I couldn't see.
What is it, boy? I asked in Welsh. After I'd calmed down, I posted about his freak out on Facebook. What's the matter with this woman? Just as I did so...
Hang on, I need to sort this out. To Facebook.
Just as I did so, the time hop. I bet she did that thing. Really feeling sad. And not being specific. What's the matter, pet? Ghosts. Oh, you know.
Okay, hon?
You okay, hon? Call me, hon. Just as I did so, the time hop feature. What is this? An ad for a bloody Facebook?
Yeah, just as Mark Zuckerberg in disguise.
The time hop feature popped up. Showed me posts from the same date on previous years. That was when I gasped.
Oh, my fucking God.
On 14th of January 2013, I posted about hearing footsteps before remembering the kids were at their dad's. On the 14th of January 2014, I posted about hearing footsteps again while home alone. The same 14th of January 2015. On the 14th of January 2016, I'd written, cats freaking out, hissing at nothing. The post from 14th of January 2017 was two power cuts and someone walking about.
And on the 14th of January, I feel like I'm living her Facebook in real life.
And 14th of January 2020 was the day Apollo had been told to get out of bed by a ghostly voice.
Well.
Yeah, because she's a witch.
I'd known the spooky activity came and went, but it's only now I realise it happened every year on the same date. Asking around, it seems our spook might be a previous owner who was obsessed with that date.
With Facebook.
And with Facebook, like you, my love. Now, have you ever looked at old posts of yours on Facebook and thought, God, that's dated badly, I've got to get rid of that?
I don't go on Facebook anymore.
Why?
Because
oh,
it
weirdo.
Bores my arse off.
Yes.
I don't believe... There are some people,
yeah,
right, who I'd like to stay friends with,
yeah,
so I'm not going to be specific.
Oh, yes, go on.
But they seem to live their life on Facebook, and I don't believe it. I don't believe if your life is that happy, you would be posting about it all the time. Who are you trying to show off
okay.
to?
Okay, I'm going to take a different view here. I'm a big fan of Facebook. As you know, I'm on... Well, you don't know because you're not on Facebook anymore. But I'm on it quite a lot, trying to sell the show, trying to sell this podcast.
Yeah.
And I do put things up there, and sometimes I think, oh, it's a little bit too personal.
Yeah.
But I like it, and I've met a lot of very dear friends through Facebook.
I've seen too many posts of, like, me and this one out on the town again.
Yes.
Oh, just want to say how much I love this guy. Tell him then. Tell him. He's right there. Tell him.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you telling us? Here's a picture of my... I mean, he was cute when he was a baby, but here's another picture of him.
Yeah.
And he's now... can't believe he's 17. Here's what he looked like when he was a baby. Oh, the same, but just a bit bolder and smaller. Okay, thanks very much. I'm just not that interested.
No, there are some... the other thing is I know a lot of actors and performers, as you do as well. Mm. And sometimes the thing they do, which is... You do not want to do. Let this be a lesson to any performers out there. If you're not working, if you haven't got any work, if you're feeling a bit down, the temptation is to offload it as a sort of, you know, counselling system.
Yeah.
People think it's catching that. Don't do it. Oh, I haven't got any work. I can name a few people. Oh, I'm really down. It's not working out for me. I told you before about my friend Paul Putner.
Yeah.
I told you that with Keith Allen.
Go on.
Didn't I tell you that? You know, Lily Allen's dad, Keith yeah. Allen, the actor. My friend Paul, he said, was at some do, and Keith Allen came up to him and said, how's it going, Paul? And he went, oh, you know, it's like, I was up for a part, I didn't get it, I was down to the last two, that's happened twice this week, I thought I was going to do a commercial, it didn't quite work out. And Keith Allen went, no, let's try again, shall we? Because no one wants to hear that. Let's try again. And Paul went, so he said, how are you doing, Paul? He went, yeah, all right. He said, that's better. Because people think it's catching. Yeah. And people do that on Facebook all the bloody time.
Yeah, it's not going to help you solve your problems.
No.
My suggestion is, rather than throwing it out to the universe, which frankly can sometimes... People on social media are arseholes.
Yes.
They do not deserve that level of confidentiality and, yeah. you know, and I mean in confiding with people. They do not deserve that. Tell it to someone who can do something about it or do something about it yourself.
That's right.
But throwing it open and expecting to get some sort of a ghost bloody hug or something
That's
is
it.
Not going to soothe your soul.
Quite right. If you've got a question, ask it.
Would you like to spank my bottom one day?
Oh, I don't know. I just think that they're never going to find what they're looking for.
No, that's quite right. Let's get back to your ghosty stories as we go back to the 100 Club for part two of your live ghosty stories.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If nobody else comes up with a decent story, it's going to Lisa and... What was her name, that lady? You, my love. It's Millie.
Hello. Right.
Does this involve...
No sex.
...turning wood?
Nope.
Go on.
Involves witches. So I was born on Halloween.
Right.
And I grew up in a farmhouse.
Right.
And in the village I grew up in, the last witch to be put to death, well, sentenced to death, lived her final years in the village.
Right.
So we used to have, it was a detached house, and there used to be, every time the floorboards came up, my parents would hear babies crying, like a really sick baby.
Bloody hell.
So that was that. I never heard it. Anyway, when I was in the bath one day,
yeah.
I was probably about 12.
Slow down.
It's very scary. It's very scary.
I think it's important that we just take the picture, the mental image there. How old were you at the time?
About 12.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm getting the word.
Nonce.
The spirits are very strong tonight.
Spirits are very strong tonight. And so is the CID around here. So let's... Go on, my loves. You're in the bath. Yeah, and what happened?
So it was really cold.
Yes, okay.
And I thought... Where am I going to get a towel from? The towel rail or the airing cupboard further away?
Yes.
Span around. The door was open.
Right.
Peering around the door was Clinton Baptiste. Spirit was very strong.
Yes.
No, it was a guy with a black-brimmed hat.
Bloody hell.
With one of your celestial feathers.
Really?
In the side.
A man?
Yeah.
With a like a sort of cowboy hat sort of thing.
No. Like a Quaker.
He had a Quaker.
He had a really ornate brooch and a big...
A Quaker? Did he shoot his porridge all over the place? Or...
Sadly not.
Don't worry, we'll edit that out later.
Might have worn
Disgusting.
Me up.
Disgusting. Sorry.
But no, I span around and I said, that is not there, 3 times.
Yes.
And it worked. He vanished.
Is this absolutely...
But,
oh, it's right, yeah.
Quakers were meant to put witches to death. So me being Halloween girl didn't like it.
I think that's quite a good story, isn't it? I think that's quite good. I think that's going to the top spot. Thank you, Millie. Thank you. Please, who else has got... Yes, that... All right, well, let's just go to this person at the back, then. We'll come to you in a minute, my friend. Make it good... And make it moody and dramatic, please. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Frank.
F***ing hell. Frank.
Say my name.
What?
Yeah, basically, it's... I used to work in a theatre in the north of England in a big, plush, red, velvety, really creepy theatre.
Yes.
Yeah, it is Leeds, yeah.
Leeds, yeah.
It's a Leeds story. And I was the only person in the building. It was really late at night, about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and, hold on.
Oh my fucking God.
Go on.
And I used to do my rounds... I used to walk around with a... I had to sort of set up the alarms.
Yes.
Turn the alarms on. And it was a really old, antiquated system.
Yes.
And you have to test the alarm system first, check for any breaks around the building.
Got it, yeah.
And it was this alarm system was from like, the 60s, and this... I used to look on these panel of lights, and if one of the lights didn't come on...
Yeah, that's getting a bit boring now.
All right, well, I had to... So I just basically had to fucking go around, look for the break, a door that hadn't been shut.
Yes,
and so I locked it all up, did it all in about 15 minutes, turned it around, locked up, no one else in the building, went home, and I was the first person... Fucking shut up. Anyway, so basically, I locked all up, ran off home.
Ran off home, yeah.
I came back in the morning. I was the first one in, back in the morning, 7 o'clock. Came in, fucking, the stage door was just full of light. All the boxes had been chucked over everywhere.
Yeah.
And there was red carpet, and there was, like, footprints all over the carpet.
What sort of footprints? What do you mean? What do you mean? Like indentations in the shag pile sort of thing?
Like footprints upstairs. Sort of thing.
Like of shoes or...
Yeah,
of...
shoes, yeah. Basically.
It wasn't his fucking trainer that had gone loose. And...
So I didn't actually see us... I didn't actually... No sightings, no fucking, you know, big black hats in mirrors or anything like that. But I did... I was the last out, first in. No break-ins, nothing like that. No... Anyway, that's your lot.
Don't be a poo-pooer.
Don't be a poo-pooer, people. Thank you very much. That's very good. Very good. Talking of which, theatres up north, I will be touring my show Roller Coaster. Can we have another story, please?
There's one over there.
Oh, this chap.
It's actually from a mate.
Okay. Make it good. Make it dramatic.
Come on. Go on.
This is for a T-shirt.
It's hard for me to talk about this. But when I was very young, my dad passed away.
Oh, God, sorry.
It's not your fault, don't worry. And I never had a spiritual experience until that and you now.
Right.
And when I was about to lose my virginity...
Virginity?
Surprisingly. And
anyone who describes it as virginity deserves not to lose it. When I was about to lose my virginity...
And as I was about to arise for the occasion...
Yes.
He arose from behind the curtain.
Your dad?
Yeah.
What did he...
And he just kept repeating the last words he ever said to me over and over again.
Here we go, this is the punchline coming up.
And those last words were, son, put the gun down.
Sorry, you lost your virginity pointing a gun at someone.
No, he died before that.
What is the significance of having sex with someone and losing your virginity?
Treat them mean, keep them keen.
Right. Excellent stuff. I don't believe it that you've ever lost your virginity. This chap down here, handsome fella, definitely lost his. We're nearly done with this.
So,
what's your name, my lad?
My name's Harry.
Harry, very, very dusky, kind of sexy voice.
I saw yourself in March.
You what?
At the 100 Club as well. I saw yourself in March. Amazing time, really inspired.
Saw me in March.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where?
Here at the 100 Club.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was an amazing performance. Really inspired me.
Yeah.
And it actually inspired myself and my friend here to become ghost hunters.
Come on.
Ghost hunters. We thought we'd go see some ghosts.
This could be good. This could be good. Go on.
What happened was, Clinton, we saw a full moon and we got inspired and we thought, right, what's the best situation we could do here?
Yeah.
Correct. You know already because you're Celestial Realm, you know?
Yeah.
You've been through it already. You understand what I'm about to say here. So naturally, we went to Highgate Cemetery.
Yes, of course.
Of course. So Karl what Marx happened was... Is, Karl Marx, and we'll get to that, we'll tell you.
Yeah, OK, well, hurry up.
We got there. It was a full moon, but as you know, when there's a full moon, it's night. So when you get to Highgate Cemetery, unfortunately, at those times, it's closed.
Right, OK.
So we didn't fucking realise that.
Yes, OK.
So we get there, there's a 10-foot fence, and we think, you know what the natural thing is? There's only one way in.
Yeah.
Climb the fence. So Ollie here thought he'll climb it first. Fortunately, he's a bit taller than my 5'9".
Yes,
yes. He's going on 6 foot. That's what he says on the hinge. And we climbed the fence, and he said, I'll give you a leg up. Got the leg up, got over.
Yes.
And it was only until I got to the other side of the fence I realised I left my phone on the other side.
Right.
So fortunately, he is 6 foot, according to the hinge. Got back over, got the phone over, and we thought, right, we're going to go find a ghost.
Yeah.
So we went straight to Karl Marx's tomb. We said, right, that's lovely, some flowers there. Mm. And then it all went very cold.
Yeah, a bit like this audience after this story, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it cooled the evening down nicely. Come on, son, keep going!
Get on with it, Harry, come on!
Come on, Harry!
You've been annoying everyone all night.
Yes.
You, and you. So what happened was, it all went very cold, and the flowers that were there at Karl Marx's tomb, they all just went and got caught up in the wind, and I thought, that's a bit weird. So they got caught up in the wind, they all left on Karl Marx's tomb, and then we heard this noise, and one of the tombstones fell over, and at that point we thought, fuck, the security's here. Right. What we didn't realise was, that was actually one of the celestial realms. There was no one there when we went back.
Yeah.
It was absolutely just a ghost. Right. We had to run all the way down,
okay.
And then it was at that point I realised my phone was still on the other side of the fucking fence.
Right. And there'll be a fact sheet on this story available. Well, thanks very much for that. Now, the thing is... No, thank you. I do appreciate it. It's brevity is something that... Sometimes when you get on stage, just keep it nice and short. Now, look, I think we've probably ripped the arse out of that now. Unless anyone's going to steal it at the last minute. If Karl Marx comes in here now, then I will believe you. I think we've probably done it, haven't we, ladies and gentlemen? I think that that will go over 2 episodes. With that story, 5. I want to thank you. Let's have a round of applause as if it's the end of the podcast. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen! And thank you to Glow there. Thank you to Glow. Lovely. From Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, our old friend Gordon Smith, the psychic barber.
Oh, God.
He's been up to his old tricks again.
Has he been poo-pooing?
He's the medium who doesn't seem to believe in ghosts.
No. People say, oh, do you think it could be spooky, Gordon? You go, no, very unlikely.
very unlikely. Can executions increase hauntings?
Asking for a friend. Why on earth?
I don't know. Someone's been wondering this and wants to ask Gordon this. Go on, ask the question.
I hope to visit Bodmin Jail in Cornwall soon is a sentence I never thought I would hear myself saying out loud. No. I understand the spirit of Selina...
Badge.
Wodge.
Oh, Selina Wadge, Badge. Selina Wodge.
It's a very unfortunate surname. And I'm speaking to someone whose surname is Pollock.
Selina Vadge, only once when she was getting checked.
Or Selina Wadge. Or Selina Wodge. Anyway, it sounds like a fanny.
Selina Vadge. Selina Vadge. You can get an ointment for that. Selina Wodge, who was hanged for the murder of her child. Oh, sorry.
Very nasty.
And suddenly it's all gone very serious. Do you want to know if Selina Wadge's, the murderer, still haunts the prison and tries to reach out to small children?
Ghost Wadge.
A ghost Wadge. Well, I wonder what that's like. And instill feelings of guilt and remorse on pregnant women. Oh, anyway, the question is, all vagges aside, are places where public executions took place prone to hauntings? For some reason, Elaine Forsyth, 60, of Wiltshire, desperate to know this.
Yeah, so she wrote to magazine.
And Gordon says, rather unsurprisingly, go on.
Hauntings of this nature happen more in the mind of frightened people than in any reality.
Oh, what
when
a killjoy.
When we die, our spirit moves on, but the memory of the emotional stain... the word stain.
Emotional stain, yeah.
Might be left like a residual energy in the fabric of with the place. Those sensitive to such emotions will pick up on it. I've attended more so-called haunting places than I care to remember and never yet encountered the spirit of anyone trapped or stuck. I wonder why.
God. Gordon, cheer up, for Christ's sake. Bloody hell, Gordon. Here we are. Now we get to back to the stories again. About, not the stories, the question. These are real problems. And as I say, Linda can help you. So don't speak to this magazine, speak to Linda.
Don't put it on Facebook. Don't ask the flipping people on social media. And don't write to these tosspots.
No, right.
Tell me.
Yeah, here we go.
Why do I attract creeps?
Now, this is going to be interesting, potentially, isn't it?
These are the musings of Isabel, who is 29 and from Halifax. I've been single for 3 years, and the men who've been interested in me have turned out to be creeps, right. All of them. One was hitting on my friend while dating me. Mm. Another used to like picking arguments just to see me get angry and upset. What is going on?
Well, the answer from, I think it's Keely Potts, isn't it, says, as I connect with your psychic energy, I can tell you've always been someone who wants to help others by changing them.
Oh.
Some people are like that.
Fixers, yeah.
Fixers. They get, you know, vulnerable people,
don't
they?
I can change them. All they need is love.
Yeah, and it turns out they can. You see good where others see bad. And you always want to be the one who fixes problems others can't. This is your downfall. I'm not asking you to stop being kind, but I'm asking you to stop trying to change people. Remember, you can't change others. They can only change themselves. As I tune into your future, I feel there's a new relationship around the corner with a softer soul chap, a hard worker who may be a little shy.
Ooh.
Now, this chap you can help, and you will bring him out of his shadows.
I thought you were saying don't try and help them and don't try to change them. And she's going to, in the same breath, say, you can help
this fella. And you bring him out of the shadows. Maybe it's Hank Marvin. He will have had a similar past to you. That's one for the youngsters, isn't it? He will have had a similar past to you, and you will grow together. My question to you, Linda, have you ever been out with someone who needs saving?
No, in my case, there have been a number of people I've been out with who seemed like a fun time, but were actually a batshit time.
Right.
And I'm not saying that. You know, I am mental health aware and everything. I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying that they were just daft. But then, you know, we were young. No, I've never done that because I really do believe that when someone shows themselves to you first time, believe them. Right? When someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Oh,
they
say, I love it.
I can't stay faithful. Okay, thanks for letting me know. Ta-ta!
Yes. Boundaries. Why would someone say that? Because they think they're sort of...
I think it's... They appeal to the sort of person that we're discussing here, Isabel, 29 of Halifax, who goes, but I'll be the exception because I'm kind. We were brought up with this bullshit Cinderella stuff, right?
Yeah.
Where being patient and kind and uncomplaining is going to win you the prince.
Right.
Ladies, let me tell you something. All you're going to end up with is ugly sisters in trousers.
Right.
You are not going to do that. You've got to get it for yourself. Stop waiting for someone to save you or someone to recognise your beauty and your kindness.
Yes.
Get someone who deserves you straight away. Stop working on people. Stop working on people and concentrate on looking after yourself.
Are you listening, ladies? I know that it's mostly incel types who listen to my podcast. Since Andrew Tate has been holed up in Romania, you just come to me.
The same goes actually for chaps. There are some very soft-hearted chaps who end up being given the runaround because they think, if I'm nice enough, then I will deserve better.
Sounds like me.
Oh, you're always giving and giving and getting nothing in return.
What about if a creep says to you...
Oh, you just thanked me.
Would you do... Would you do that? I don't mean now. Let's finish this. Let's finish this first. How can I feel satisfied? Although I enjoy sex, I've never fully climaxed.
Oh, my God.
My husband is aware, but I don't talk about it as it affects his confidence. I believe it's a mental block. Can one of your rituals help me? Sandra, 33,
No, but
Edinburgh.
If you go and get a rampant rabbit...
Oh!
..and a spare afternoon...
Oh, that's absolutely...
I've got a ritual for you.
Oh, I bet... Many people haven't reached the highs of full orgasm, but don't worry, this ritual should do the trick.
No, talk to your husband or get someone you can talk to.
First, place a flower next to a candle and shove it up, in your living room. Light the candle.
Hang on.
Are we talking about flowers and candles?
Yes, I think it is. Light the candles saying, let me see the flame of my power.
Oh, my God.
On a gift tag, write a love message to your partner, ending with, meet me in the bedroom to see my power. Blow the candle out, walk to your bedroom with it, set a timer on your phone for... Bloody complicated, this, isn't it? Set a timer on your phone for 40 minutes. This is your foreplay time. 40 minutes?! 40 minutes of foreplay? Linda's not even blanching. That's nearly a full first half of football. This is your foreplay time. The challenge is to hold back as long as you can.
Oh, my
like
God.
Sting.
Oh, yeah, tantric.
Relight the candle saying, it's time to show and hear my power. Ooh. Take the petals from the flower, sprinkle them on the bed and finish what you've started. Enjoy and remember you are in charge. If he's getting carried away, slow him down. Use your power.
I think that's actually quite harmful advice.
Why?
Because rather than going for, why don't you talk to him about it and don't... Oh, this mental block. No, it's not. It's a communication block, right?
Light a candle.
She doesn't want to affect his confidence, so she doesn't want to discuss what's going on. No wonder she's not getting anywhere.
Well,
he doesn't know what to do. It's like saying to someone, right, here's a car. You've never driven one before.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it feels like to drive one. But just have a go. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Well, she's 33. I mean, she's not like she's, you know, she must know something.
Give him some guidance. He'll thank you for
it. Well, yeah, I suppose so.
I'm going to make him taste my jam donut.
How about that for a kick-off?
Also, if he's the sort of person who's going to go, oh, forget it then, if you ask for what you want, is it really the sort of person you should be sharing your flower with?
It's embarrassing, though, isn't it, telling people what you want?
Is it?
No, it's not. Now, Huge Davis, who I met at a lovely gig in York.
Huge?
Yeah, he was huge as well.
Blimey.
Well, welcome to the Theatre Royal, York. Occasionally I do play nice venues. I'm with Huge Davis, and he's here. He's a super, super stand-up, and he's on in a minute. But he called me to one side, didn't he, and he wanted to tell me something rather spooky.
Yes, I have a spooky of a ghost story for you. Now, I actually don't believe in ghosts, so this was like a real moment for me. I was staying at a former girlfriend's house. She had told me previously that there were ghosts in the house, and she used to chat with them when she was a kid. Now, I thought this was pretty laughable at the time.
Right.
And probably maybe one of the big red flags, because I knew that eventually, because she took it so seriously, but I knew eventually I'd have to breach this.
How old were you when you say a previous girlfriend? Was it kind of 12, 13, or were you a fully grown adult?
This was about two, three years ago. So
okay.
Adults at this time, and she said that she spoke to a ghost on her bed. Like, he would come in and he would chat with her and they would talk a lot.
Right. In her head or physical?
No, physically. Thing. He would sit on her bed and they would have a chat. Like, I thought she was...
So you thought it was all nonsense?
Yeah, I thought she was mental.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what, like, there's, you know, I like most of it. So I'll put up with this. And when we get to her house, it was her family home.
Yeah.
When we eventually get there,
yeah,
I will just obviously see if there's no ghost and that'll be fine. Then we can just
get
move on.
So
in this house, she had a TV that was like impossible. So you know when you're like trying to negotiate a TV and
all
you're like,
the time,
and it's like,
all
it's
the time.
There's like three remotes and you can't get on. And it's
well.
Like, even it's her family home. She was even like, let's like leave this. We just watched something on the laptop.
Yeah.
We were going to bed and then there was like this. We were going to bed. It was sort of big house. It's in Fife, so it's like the middle of nowhere.
In Scotland,
yeah. Yeah, and so it was like nowhere. There was like quite an empty sort of house, mm-hmm. and we were only two people there. There was like quite a big one, mm-hmm. and then she was like, and we just heard something in the house, right?
Hold on, you're up in bed by now.
So we're about to get into
couldn't,
bed. We're getting ready
turn
for bed.
The telly on. Let's just go to bed.
Yeah, so we're in bed, right? Yeah. We hear something and she's like, someone's in the house. And I'm at this point, I'm like, I also know that someone's in the house. I can hear something in the house.
So was it parents' house or her house?
Parents' house. Her mum had gone away, so we were just occupying a house for a bit, because it's like...
Filthy bugger, I bet you were.
Oh, yeah. We were occupying, we were doing crazy stuff.
Right.
And we were... she's scared, obviously, and I'm also scared, but I went looking around the house and took a big... I think I found a big stick.
Well done,
I know, yeah. Big boy. took a big stick. I was going around the house very cautiously, and I was like, there's something in. I think I remember thinking there was someone in the house. So I was actually quite scared.
Yeah.
We go into the living room where the noises are coming through. The TV.
Yes.
Has turned on.
Right.
It is playing. I'd say like 1950, like 1915 swing music, kind of like in an actual horror film.
Was there a sight on the television? So it was visual like, or
it,
just sound?
It was plugged into. So it's like it goes on. So you know when you go backwards on the channels, it goes to the radio stations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was on like an old radio station.
The light program, BBC.
Yeah, probably something like
bloody
that.
Hell.
But it was playing that this like. Kind of, you know, what I'm talking about. And it honestly it chilled me.
Right.
And I couldn't even find the remote. Do you know what I mean? Like, we couldn't even turn it off because...
Oh, God.
And there's, like, no way this TV could have turned on. Like, even if the remote had somehow fallen off the settee,
yes,
hit the button, turned on, like, you have to use three controllers to get to that point. Mm. We knew that because we tried earlier that day. She was so scared. Like, she was so scared.
Mm.
And I knew that, there's possibly that she's pranking me because she knows that I don't believe in that stuff.
Right.
There's no way she could have pranked this. It turned on, but she doesn't know how... I don't know how to delay action turn on a TV.
Right. Okay.
But, yeah, at that moment, I was like, there is a ghost in this house, and it's listening to music.
Huge. Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
So when she says... I mean, was there any correlation between that and the ghost that used to sit on her bed?
She said that was the ghost that was sitting
on
her bed.
How did she know?
She said that that's the music he liked.
What, he's announced he likes that music?
Well, I think they just used to chat a lot. I think she was just quiet. She's her only child. Do you know what I mean?
And he used to chat to her and say, oh, I'm quite keen on early 50s brass bands.
I think he just was from that period. He was just, I've been in the war and that, you know.
Did you give him a name?
Yeah, I did. I think...
Glenn Miller, was it?
It was Glenn
Come
Miller.
Come back. It was playing his music on the telly.
It was Lloyd George.
Yeah.
He was the president, yeah. She did give him a name, but because I thought it was rubbish, I was like not even paying attention to the detail. Okay. Like if she was like, there was a real man in my house, and this, I would pay attention, but she was like, there's a ghost in me chat. I'm like, I've already turned off.
So she was still scared. She didn't go, oh, I've seen it all, I grew up with it.
She was still scared, but she hadn't seen the ghost since she was a child. But she did warn me before we went there that there was a ghost.
The ghost was going, get your hands off her, she's mine, or I'm a guardian to her, or that sort of thing.
Possibly. But if the ghost was doing that, then possibly, maybe, what you wouldn't do is, oh, there's someone upstairs there's a stranger with this girl I grew up with, she's in the house. The last thing you want to do is the ghost would just be to watch telly. Or maybe to turn it up so you can't hear anything. I mean, we just went to bed.
Did the song didn't, you know, weren't any, you know, you didn't feel like he's putting some words to the song. Oh, I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost. Get your hands off her. I'm going to bop you. Get a fucking ghost.
It was you, man. You were there.
Could have been. That was a big hit back in the early 50s, just before the coronation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huge. That's fascinating, and I believe it because I am a believer.
You're a believer.
I'm not a pooper. Very much so.
I'm a believer now, but I wasn't until I fully believed there was a ghost in that room.
Okay.
There's no, and then we were like trying to figure out other way. We're like, maybe a neighbour has turned it on from the house. They're like, but there's no windows that you could possibly even prank us with. Do you know what I mean?
You must have been unable to sleep that night.
Yeah, we didn't sleep. Like we stayed up all night.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we have it. Thank you very, very much. I believe that. I believe my listeners will believe it. You're going to number 2 on the leaderboard this week.
Thank you so much.
Super. Thank you, Hugh Davis.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is one of our favourite things. Paula O'Brien with her pendulum predicts from Fate and Fortune. The pendulum gives you the answer. She flicks her pendulum and you ask the question, right?
I mean, it's a basis for making your big life decisions, obviously.
Paula's pendulum, please. First question, put the music on.
Can I plan my party?
Yeah.
I'll be 50 in 2 years' time, and everyone keeps asking what I'm going to do to celebrate. I doubt that. They won't give a shit. You're 48.
That's true.
They'll ask you when you're 49. No one cares.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what are you going to do? I'd like to have a party, but it still seems like a long way off to me. It is. Should I start planning my celebration? Says Lucy, 48, of Hampshire.
Well, what do you think? The pendulum is flicked and it says yes. Lucy, after the last last few years we've all been through, I don't think it's ever too early to start planning something so beautiful and to have to look forward to. Go for it, girl.
Pointless, right?
Right.
What's she going to do? Get people to save the date for 2 years' time? Do you not think life will happen to them in the meantime? They'll forget.
That's true, but it's a nice thing to look forward to. So cynical, Linda.
You can look forward to it, but I don't think it should be anyone else's business.
I think it's fair to say you are not yet 50.
No. And when I am, I'm going to sneak through it and I'll pretend it's not.
You're not going to have a do?
No.
You sure?
What for?
Oh, it's nice. I had a bit of a do. I had a bit of do at my house.
Did you?
Yeah.
When
I was 50, keep up. I'm older than that. I'm bloody 55 now. I know it's hard to believe. Hello? Silence.
We weren't working together then. You didn't have a big party and not invite me.
No, we weren't. I didn't know you then, but I didn't invite you at that time. Ruth was there.
Rude.
Is it time to retrain? Now, this I like. I've always wanted to be a midwife, but at the age of 18, I'd had enough of studying, and then I met my future husband, and we had kids. But this past year, I felt the urge again to become one. Is the timing right? Carlia, 31, ghoul? Yorkshire. Pendulum says yes.
My very good friend in heaven, Dr. Wayne Dyer, always said, don't die with the music still in you. Mm. It's time to write your song. And the pendulum nearly fell off its chain while answering this.
Can I just say, I really like that. I think that, you know, there's so many boring jobs you could do. Why not be a bloody midwife? What a fantastic thing to do. We got friends who live down the road here. He's a train driver. She's a midwife. And Phil.
Both working tunnels.
Exactly. But she's not on strike like him. But what I will say is, proper jobs, those aren't they? Proper jobs!
Pillars of the community.
Pillars of the community, like me. You know, they're doing something useful. I'm sitting here spouting, giving readings for people. And look, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've probably reached the end of this show. We've finished on some wonderful advice there. Linda, you've been an absolute treat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Will you come back next week?
All probably, yes.
All probability. Look, thank you to everyone who's been in touch with the show. Why don't you plead the podcast? Why don't you get in touch with your problems?
Yeah, why don't you? Also, why don't you get in touch with your ghost stories and actually follow through?
Yeah, come and tell us a proper ghost story and allow us to record it. What you can do now, Linda?
I'm going to go home and flick my pendulum.
Oh, the pendulum saying yes to that. It nearly fell off its hinges. All right. Till next week. Bye-bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye. Obviously, my thanks to Linda Pollock, Johnny Awesome, Hugh Davis and Glow for this final song with accompaniment by Archie Levy. Now, there are 100 club shows in London on Sunday, December the 3rd, Sunday, January the 28th, yes, next year, and Sunday, February the 11th. Please go to wegottickets.com and look for Clinton Baptiste's Sunday Seance. Come on, you're going to love it.
If you gotta, take it slow, take it slow, take it slow. I'm your little bird, don't go too far. When you peel me off, I could touch the stars. Secrets are told, but I keep them safe.
Thanks for listening. See you next time. Namaste.
And I hope you have a lovely time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.